Welcome to God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson. Reach him at God's5Minutes@gmail.com. Now, here's Ed Wilson with God's 5 Minutes.
Hello, friends. Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes 10:15, "The labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go to the city." At first glance, this seems to be just a homely, common-sense nugget dropped almost randomly into the text, like the one a few verses above that reads, "If the iron be blunt, then must he put to more strength. Skill saves strength, thinking can beat working," and so forth. In fact, and like so much of Solomon's writing, it has a much deeper meaning. The Bible definition of the foolish, begins with ignorance of, or even more, turning from God. Human labor in this world, God-fearing and otherwise, has done tremendous things. It has built vast modern cities, mastered mysteries of flight, and plumbed the depths of the seas. It has fathomed the secrets of the human body and turned the prairies and deserts into breadbaskets that feed Earth's billions. Yet all these achievements notwithstanding, human labor has so often failed dismally in the most critical aspect of all, which is relieving the self-inflicted misery caused by sin. You see, there are no number of interplanetary flights that can fill the hollow longing of the soul. The wise men of the world today may brazenly declare there is no master creator, no God of all the universe, but none can devise a therapy that will fully quiet the guilty conscience, comfort the terrible agony of grief, or grant absolution to the sin-sick soul. All about are unhappy, restless spirits, weary with the uphill struggle of life's relentless assaults on mental stability and peace of mind, who have filled many a long, exhausting day with work that perhaps did indeed change the face of the world, but did nothing to meet the innermost needs of the heart. Immense effort may end in nothing but tired feet if the traveler doesn't know his road. Man lost in the woods may run till he drops and find himself at night in the same place from where he started in the morning. The past must be known and the aim clear if any good is to come from effort. All of life is full of labor, and it cannot be otherwise. Our homes require it. Our streets and highways cry out for it. Our health demands it. Everyone must labor. But it is more than frustrating to work long and hard for real or imagined goals, only to have them remain forever elusive, dancing and shimmering with their unfulfilled promise forever just beyond of reach. If we may consider the greatest goals of life to be inward peace and rest, satisfactory relationships with those we love, hope of eternity at last, it's easy to see how self-limiting it is to try to gain those goals by lucrative careers, recognition, and praise of others. Take, for instance, King Saul of Israel. He spent many an unhappy hour brooding in bitter jealousy over any threat to his throne or lack of honor from his people, wasted lives and years chasing imaginary foes when he could have been improving his kingdom, in total ignorance of the fact that throughout his career, no hand harmed him but his own. He could not find the way to the eternal city in the heavens. He died without hope, with Jonathan's bloody form just before him beneath the attack of Philistines, who could never have touched him had he not forgotten God. Or think of Edgar Allan Poe, American author, born in 1809. He has been widely regarded as one of America's greatest authors and as the inventor of the detective fiction genre. His works influenced literature in the United States and around the world. He and his works appear throughout popular culture and literature, music, films, and television. In 1845, he published his poem, The Raven, to instant success. The gloomy, morbid poem is a paean of distress and unfulfilled longing. One verse, for instance, reads, "Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still of bird or devil. Whether tempter sinned or whether tempest tossed, desolate yet all undaunted in this desert land enchanted. In this time of horror, the raven quoth, nevermore." And so Poe died at 40, likely having never found the way to the city.
You have been listening to God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson. Reach him by email at godsfiveminutes@gmail.com. Tune in next time to hear more encouraging thoughts from God's Word on God's 5 Minutes with Pastor Ed Wilson.
Are you a Christian who likes to read? If not, there's a whole world of Christian publishing out there that you're missing out on. I invite you to check out the Author's Corner podcast, where I talk to the latest Christian authors each week about their new book releases and what's coming next. So if you're ready to jumpstart your spiritual growth with the newest books and the authors who write them, check out the Author's Corner podcast with me, Roberta Foster.